Welcome to the Tried by Fire podcast.
Or things are tried by fire.
You gotta talk into a mic. These mics aren't, you have to, those mics, those are the recording mics.
Oh.
Eva's just no miking it, so.
I guess so.
You guys gotta share a mic.
I heard her.
Be a little more direct. Anyway, if you're new here, welcome. And if you're not new here, we usually do this a little earlier in the month, but you know, things got pushed around, so we'll explain that in a minute. But if you are new here, we talk about some stuff in the world, we talk about our own lives, and then we talk about some Bible stuff. So if that interests you, great. If it doesn't, you might like it. Stick around and find out. And if you don't, then you can complain to me, and I'd love to read your comments, your complaints and questions and concerns. But just let us know. We are not professionals by any means. I don't claim to be a professional. I don't try to be a professional podcaster. I try to do professional things in every other aspect except for podcasts. I don't know how you can be a professional podcaster, but I'm sure there's a way to do that. I haven't taken schooling for it. So anyway, if you want to leave a message or you want to leave like a voice recording, you can go to anchor.fm/triedbyfire. And you can leave us a message. Let us know if you have any questions or if you want to just tell us something or whatever the case may be. Let us know. We have merch. The I Am book is out now. You can buy that. It is available. We have Fear God shirts, which are really cool. Pride Month is coming up. I'm looking forward to promoting that this coming month. I'm going to be really promoting the Fear God shirts. And you'll understand why when you look at the shirts. But I'm excited for those. And then we have something extra that I'm not going to talk about right now, but I'll talk about in a minute that I'm really excited about, so be sure to stay around for that. We have social medias. We're on Facebook, Instagram, obviously. If you're watching this live, you already know that. We also have YouTube. We're doing the conclusion series. Right now we're on episode 11. Again, there is some delays to some of these videos, so we haven't recorded much of anything this month, and again, we'll talk about that in a minute. Then we have the food vlog. The last food vlog was fish and chips. We tried a different country's popular dish. So if you want to see how we did that and how that looked or turned out, you can check that out on YouTube. And then we also have a series called Absolute Truth. It's where we just take something that people claim to be absolute truths and we make fun of it because it's ridiculous to assume that there's no such things as absolutes, that everyone's truth is just relative to the person. That's crazy. Anyway, I think that's it, right? Mm-hmm. That's all. That's our introduction. That's it. So let's move on. If you have any questions during the podcast, if you're watching live, you can actually comment, leave them. We'll answer them live right here, right now. And again, if you are listening to this later, you can call in to anchor.fm, or you can comment still on our Facebook page or Instagram and just let us know. Yeah. So, I guess let's just jump into it, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
With my favorite segment that I like to call Dad Joke of the Day. That's where I give a dad joke today.
What's your dad joke?
At first, I thought my chiropractor wasn't any good. But now, I stand corrected.
Stupid.
Do you get it?
How dare you to explain it?
Do you get it? Do you get it, Melody? You don't get it? Because the chiropractor, they fix people's backs, or they make it better, they make it feel better. So, when I said that I thought he wasn't any good, but now I stand corrected, because he fixed my back. But he also proved me wrong. Anyway, that was my dad joke of the day.
You're silly.
That's a good dad joke. It's good because it's about old dads. Anyway, well, whatever. I'm just going to roll right into the next segment then, which is what I like to call Question with Melody. This is my dog.
Your dog?
She's so heavy. Sorry. This is my daughter, Melody.
She's not in the picture in that one.
Every time we do a podcast, she gets heavier. Anyway, in this segment, I ask Melody a question, and then she answers them. Say hi, Melody.
Hi.
Say hi to Instagram.
Instagram's over here.
Hi.
Anyway, what was the most fun thing you did so far in your life, Melody? Your entire life since birth.
My entire life.
Yeah.
Being with you guys.
Okay. So how much is Mommy paying you for that?
I don't know.
That's the most fun thing that you've ever done in your entire life is just being with us? Really? Not the beach, not Disneyland, not Six Flags, not going to Texas, not being at church. I mean, there could be like a billion things we could talk about. Funko store? Guys. Yeah, I suppose. Camp? No? Just being with us.
Ziplining?
Okay. Well, all right. Well, that was our question with Melody. Interesting. Well, I don't really know what to say about that. I really think she's just looking to get some toys or something, maybe. But what do I know? Anyway, let's get into the topics. In case you don't know how this works, we usually have about four topics. The first one being how our month has gone, because we usually film these once a month. And then the second topic is a question, usually something really serious that's happened lately or that we've just been thinking about or talking about. Third one is usually something that Eva asks, unless she doesn't have something, in which case I'll just come up with something on the spot. We'll just figure something out. And then, what?
Did you introduce your mom?
Oh, no, I didn't. My mom's here. She's just a silent partner. I'm gonna say hi. So, the questions will be geared towards both of you. So,
okay.
If you have anything to say in regards to either or, don't be afraid to speak up. And then the fourth topic is usually just a quick Bible note and just something to think about, take with you on your journey through whatever you're doing today. Into the first topic. Well, hang on. Go play somewhere else. They're playing literally on top of my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Just right on top of my shoes. I don't know why. So Eva had a vacation.
I did.
You want to talk about that, or you just?
I mean,
it was. Did you like it?
I did. It was a week away from work, and it's something I needed more than I thought I did. So.
We went to the beach.
Yeah.
We went to Hermosa Beach, mm-hmm. which is in Spanish, Brother Beach. Mm-hmm. No, it's beautiful beach. I was just seeing if you would correct me or not. It didn't seem like you were really paying attention. So
I said no.
It smelled like fish.
I know.
It was really weird. Like anything the water touched, it just left this smell of fish. I don't know why. I've been to several beaches that connect to that area, and I don't know. There's something about
like
that.
The water.
I don't know. But
oh, we saw sea lions and dolphins.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was really cool. There was really nobody there. It was windy, though. That might be why nobody was there, but it was nice.
Maybe that's why it smelled like fish, because it was really windy. All the smell of the water.
Well, we didn't smell it until the water hit your touch stuff, so.
There's a lot of hermit little crabs.
Yes, a lot of hermit crabs. What in the world?
That's the beach to go to get a little hermit crab.
Yeah, well, or 5,000 of them. Yeah, but it was cool. And we went on the pier there, Hermosa Pier, and we stayed at a hotel there. What was it? Hermosa Hotel? It was very interesting. The decorations were interesting. In the bathroom, I just got to talk about this. In the bathroom, there was a picture of a bunch of celebrities.
Mugshots.
Right above the toilet. It was interesting. It was interesting for sure. It was, the staff there was awesome. We had fun still. But Yeah, the decor was something to just to marvel at. And then we also went to the middle of the desert. We watched a movie. What did we watch? Enola Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
We had a projector and a screen, and that was all, like, nothing was working, and it was, like, just a huge disaster. And then one of the kids that was with us, Liam, his tablet was able to play the movie and connect to it. And so he saved the day, and we got to watch it. And I think everyone enjoyed it. We didn't get home until, like, really late, like 1 o'clock in the morning. But it seemed like everyone had a really good time. So we're going to plan it a little bit better next time. And then maybe eventually everyone's just going to show up into the middle of the desert like John the Baptist. And just be there. I don't know. Kind of cool, though. And then we also went to the Funko Pop store in Hollywood. That was cool. It's like Disneyland, but free.
Yeah.
Except, you know, if you wanted to buy something.
Literally free.
If you wanted to buy something, exactly. It's not free, but they had everything there. You think of it, they had it.
Well, I forgot about it. They just brought it up again.
It's definitely worth checking out. There's a little bit of a line. We went during the week, so it may be during a weekend or something. It might be even more crowded, but definitely check it out if you're in the LA area, no, towards Hollywood. Then we have officially finished writing the Born for Adversity book. And I did the first edit, and I have some pre-release copies that I am handing out. I also have a hardcover copy right here that has been damaged. It's slightly damaged. It's got some just a little bit of like fraying on the edges here in the front. The pages are like stuck together. The finish on the top is kind of bunched and sticky. And it's not greatest, but I don't necessarily want, this is one of the only hard cover copies that you're going to be able to get. So I don't want to just sit on it. I don't know, maybe I'll do like a giveaway or something for it. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what we can do. But this is one of the pre-release copies. I usually buy hard covers for me and my mom, just so that would be our copies for it. Just because, you know, my mom is the most important person to receive the book. So if you guys don't get hardcover copies, that's why. And then we're having, later on, eventually, we're going to have a giveaway for a KJV goatskin leather Bible. And it's large print. Well, it doesn't really look like large print. It says large print, but I don't know. But it's got two ribbons, really nice premium leather. Smells like leather, looks like leather, feels like leather, because probably it is leather. it also has in embossed on there TBF, Tried by Fire. So if you're interested in something like that, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, and stay tuned for that. This book, Born for Adversity, won't be available until, I think, November-ish. Around that time, so just before the new year, which is what leads me to my second announcement, which is I'm working on a new devotional, a 365-day devotional. It's a year-long devotional where it goes through the fear knots of the Bible. And in case you don't know, there's not 360 fear knots in the Bible or something that correlates to that. I don't know who said that or who came up with that. I can't find it. If you can, give me a list. I'd like to know. Maybe I'll rewrite it. I have no idea. But I've gotten a good majority of the months done. I've gotten like 3 months in total done for this new devotional. I'm excited about it. It's called Focused Fear, what we should be fearing rather than what we do fear. It's going to go really well hand in hand with the conclusion books, the I Am books, and the Born for Adversity books. It's written in such a way where all three of these books can benefit together with that book. And it's just a good way to read a short devotional, a Bible passage every day, and then apply it to your day. So that's going to come out in November as well. That's what I'm shooting for. I have not finished it, so I'm assuming I do about 7 days every day. So I'm assuming I should be done before then, and that will be out and ready for November by Christmas time. You'll be able to get them, and then you can start your new year with the new devotional. 365 days, every day you can have read God's word. And yeah, that's about it, right?
I think so.
Anything else you want to add to your to the month?
No, I think you got it.
How about you?
Spring.
No?
I can't think of anything.
You didn't do anything special for the month?
Just got my shots.
Yes, COVID shots. She got her COVID shots. So, and now everything's magnetized to her. She sits next to a magnet and she's just stuck to it.
You tried it to your arm?
Yeah.
It worked?
No.
That's
a myth.
She got it. She got both shots and she didn't get any symptoms. Apparently Frank got some symptoms, but I don't know. He didn't seem to be too bad as far as...
You did get something, didn't you?
I got worse than he did.
Really? I thought it was the other way around. Mm-mm. What did you get?
It was mainly just sleeping. I slept for like 3 days. It makes you really tired.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Well, it affects everybody differently.
True.
But it made me really tired.
Some people were complaining about getting all of like the effects of COVID after getting the shots. And
I never had COVID, so I don't know how that really feels, but...
I think some people are carriers, some people are not. It just depends on the person, I suppose. But yeah, so if you got your COVID shot, let us know. If you didn't and you're extremely against it, let us know. I'd like to hear your standpoints on it.
If you got it and a magnet sticks to you, let us know.
Yes. I want to see if magnets stick to you. All right, well, let's get into the main topic then, shall we? This one, usually these topics are really serious, but this one is just kind of funny. And I just want to get your guys' input on it and tell me what you guys think about this. But a Swedish Lutheran church in Sweden announced recently that it is now considered a trans church. Transgender church. I'm trying not to laugh at it. It's funny.
Wait. One more time?
A Swedish Lutheran? You know, the Lutheran, uh-huh. Like Martin Luther? Mm-hmm. A Swedish Lutheran church announced just a couple weeks ago that it now identifies itself as a trans church.
So did it become from a building to...
here's what they said. I'll tell you.
A skyscraper or something?
I'll tell you what they said. No, it became a building to dirt. The church released a statement on their website saying, "We are writing to you from a church that is also trans, a church made up of people. People are different. We have religious teachers, employees, church wardens, elected representatives, nonprofits, and other parishioners who define themselves as transgender people. The church thus also consists of transgender people. Therefore, the church could be described as trans." Tell me what you think about that. Can a church define themselves as trans? Does that make sense to you guys?
What about the people who are not? Do they identify themselves as trans?
I guess that really boils boils down to that question, doesn't it? Like if our church, we go to Lancaster Baptist, so it's a Baptist church. If our church pastor decided, you know what, our church is going to start identifying itself as trans, what do we do? What do we say? How do we react to that? What do we do about that?
I don't know.
Do we just stop going to the church? Do we talk to the pastor? What do we do?
I'd ask him if he's okay.
I don't even know if I can get mad at that, because it's just ridiculous. How can you identify a whole congregation, a whole people group as trans based off of their religion? And by the way, in case you don't know where the Lutheran Church came from, it's a derivative, or it's derived from the concepts of what Martin Luther, who was the first Protestant reformer, he was the first... he wasn't the first, but he was the one that made the biggest impact towards the Roman Catholic Church, during, was it the 1800s or somewhere around that time. And, he nailed his, what they called the 95 thesis, which is 95 questions. Actually, it was more, about the Catholic Church and about what the Bible says. And he put it on the church doors, and it caused a whole stir up, and the Catholic Church basically hated him, and then it caused some questions in everyone else's lives about what does the Bible say? Why are we just trusting the church to tell us what the Bible says? Why can't we read it ourselves? And so, it changed the course of history. And the Lutheran Church is started off, anyway, from the teachings of Martin Luther, who taught those things to read your Bibles and not identify with what the world or what religion teaches you. But now the Lutheran Church has turned into this.
Which one?
But it's one of the biggest Lutheran churches.
Maybe they mean trans as in...
No, there's more to the statement.
All religions can come in.
No, there's more to the statement. There's a lot more to the statement. They're specifically pointing themselves out, calling themselves a trans church.
They just say trans?
A trans church, yeah.
Okay, that could mean...
Transgender. A transgender is the only thing that it does mean. It can't mean anything else. It's not meaning it's a transferring church. We're transferring to Germany. We're no longer Swedish. We're going to be German.
What's the definition of trans?
Trans means to change.
What if they're transforming themselves to be more like Christ?
Wouldn't that be pretty cool to use that word as a different something like that?
But that's not what they said. Because they
change the meaning?
Let me read it again. It says, we are writing to you from a church that is also trans. So it says trans right there, right? Just one little definition. A church is made up of people. People are different. We have religious teachers, employees, church wardens, elected representatives, nonprofits, and other parishioners who define themselves as transgender people. Literally labeling transgender in there. And it says the church thus also consists of transgender people. Not just trans people, transgender people. Therefore, the church could be described as trans. Does that change your thought process on it?
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, it's almost like they're trying to purposely fit in, but they pick such a weird avenue to try and do that.
They try to pick the back alley.
Like, it's one thing to accept the culture into your church, but it's another thing to just Wait, what did you just say? What is wrong with you? This is a family podcast. And nobody's watching live right now, so you're probably going to catch this later.
I swallowed my own spit, too. Oh
my goodness. Well, I guess we can end this here now, folks. That was the joke of the day.
Sorry, guys.
My goodness.
Oh, hi.
But, if they're going to
have her
change their stance on one thing, in the church, or to be more inclusive of more things, why pick this avenue? Why not just say, we accept transgender people? Why say, we are now a transgender church? That's such a weird, way to do it. Unless you just want to be more like the world. Like, that's directly saying, I want to be more like other people than like Christ. Right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Am I wrong in that line of thinking?
Sorry. It's because you said avenue, so my brain went to the... That's why.
You got a messed up brain. You need to repent. Anyway, anything to add to that? I don't know if we should.
Okay, next topic.
Next topic is your question.
Oh.
You said you're going to have a question.
I know, I did say.
And you don't have a question ready? I have a question if you don't have a question.
What?
I always make sure to be prepared for these moments, because Eva's not very good at doing this.
I might have had a question you prepared
me. All right, go ahead.
He didn't prepare me.
Do you have a question?
He just told me at the last minute.
I didn't know you were going to be here for.
I have to think of one.
Okay,
well...
I have a random question, but it's not toward the topic or anything like that.
Okay, what's the random question?
About the house market going up and everything.
That's not a question.
I know. It's a statement.
It's a statement.
Inflation is rising. What is it? 29 years it's gone up. It's the most it's gone up in 29 years.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that the housing market and just everything is going to cost more. Our dollar menu has now become a $10 menu, which is insane.
Which was said, right?
It was?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know who I talked to. Or maybe it was you that said, like, watch, like, in the future, it's going to be like $10 a menu.
I have said that before,
yeah.
But I didn't think it was going to be a reality. Now it's come to fruition. So we're going to see gas worth $6 a gallon in California within the next few years. It's going to be interesting.
So that means that the minimum wage is going to go up? Wage?
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say. But either way, it's going to be weird. It's going to be a weird time. But the good thing about this, well, I mean, it's good for us because we're trying to buy a house and we have all these, you know, future plans. And the good thing for us is if there is an increase in inflation and everything does eventually go up, that means everything is going to come down. Mm-hmm. It's going to come down hard. We're going to see the house market crash extremely, which is great for us and is bad for others. The people that, you know, can't afford to live, it's bad for them. But
not if they already have a house.
Not necessarily, because if they bought a house while it was up, they're not going to be able to afford it because it's just going to increase.
Well, there nothing changes for them.
Well, it will, because when they buy a house, if they buy a house right now, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and the housing market goes up,
mm-hmm.
that means that they're going to be able to sell their house for more,
mm-hmm.
which means everyone's going to start selling, and then everything is going to crash. That's when everything starts to crash.
Everybody starts selling, but people can't afford to buy when it goes up like that.
Yeah, which is why everything will start to crash. And when everything starts to crash, then they're going to have to sell their houses for cheap. And those people that bought their houses, they're going to have to sell them for cheaper than
unless
what they
paid
for.
Unless they don't sell their house.
True.
They're going to want to, because that's the only way they're going to be able to make money from it. Like, for instance, her mom bought her, what? How much?
44,000?
And it's worth like 300,000 now. So it's like, it's like a major,
yeah.
major difference, so...
So she needs to sell now before it crashes.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you after we're done.
Yeah. Anyway, you have a question?
No, that was it.
Oh, was that?
You? No, I'm worried.
No.
Okay, I have one question, and I forgot what it was. Dang. No? It had something. It was so important, too.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going
to
be...
My mom used to say that if you forget that, I mean, it was probably a lie.
But it was a question.
Oh.
So.
Or you just have short-term memory loss.
Or you have some sort of mental illness and you're making fun of it.
How'd that get twisted around?
let's just go into the last topic. Topic number 4. I'll give you a little Bible verse you can think about, take home with you in Philippians. Chapter 1, verse 21. It says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Super simple verse. One that you could memorize. Literally, I just said it. I'm sure you can memorize it and utilize it. But while we're here, we should be making an impact for Christ. While we're here, we have the opportunity to actually show people what it means to be here, what it means to live among others, and to be able to show them compassion and care. And while we're here, that is what we're here for. And to die is gain, meaning we look forward to eternity. The Christian doesn't have to fear death. A lot of people fear death. They have a fear of, which when this devotional comes out, we'll talk about that, focused fear. But we don't have to fear death because we know where we're spending eternity. Christ died for us. And when we put our faith and trust, knowing full well that Christ died for your sins on the cross, we don't have to fear death. And so because of that, we look forward to eternity. We look forward to that day when God calls us home. And God calls us home. We don't get to call ourselves home. We don't get to take our own lives. It is God that owns your life when you become a Christian. So for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. He also says, Paul also says, in that same chapter, he says, I'm in a strait betwixt two. In other words, I'm in between a rock and a hard place. Having a desire to depart and to be with the Lord, he has a desire to want to be in heaven, but to remain here in the flesh is much more needful for you. So he has a desire to be with the Lord, but he also wants to be here. When he's here, it's more needful for others so that they can follow Christ. He also says, follow me as I follow Christ. So those are things to think on. You can take that with you throughout the rest of your day, weekend, and just contemplate that. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Yeah. Anything to add to that? No. All right. Well, that was our topics. If you have questions, like I said, you can leave them as we're going through the rest of this study, and we'll answer them as best as we can. Or you can leave us a voicemail at anchor.fm/triedbyfire. Let's get into the next segment, which is Song of the Week. Which is no longer Song of the Week because we do this once a month now. We used to do this weekly. So the Song of the Month. I need to change that. But I've been listening to Into the Mystery by Need to Breathe a lot lately. It's really, really good. I'm excited about this new album, and I just can't wait. I can't wait. There's a new album coming out, Into the Mystery. Yeah. Have you been, what any songs that you've been listening to? That
I've been listening to Carrie Underwood's gospel song that she released.
Yeah, I talked about that last time.
I know, but I've been listening to that a lot.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I've never really listened to Carrie Underwood, so it's kind of weird for me to say that. Yeah, Carrie Underwood, just check her out. Anyway, the book of the week, month, is Lectures to My Students by Charles Spurgeon. I've been reading that. It's really good. It's got some really profound things to think about. Just the kind of compassion and knowledge that he had, he just pours into people. It's just amazing to read it. So Lectures to My Students, you can buy it on digital. You can buy it. Actually, it's free on digital if you have Android. It might be free on Amazon as well, but it's free on Android and it's free on Apple or iTunes Books or whatever it's called now, Apple Books. Aniko Press makes it for free, available for you to read, or you can buy the physical copy from stores everywhere, and it's worth it. Worth the buy. Anything to add to that?
No.
All right, well, let's get into my Bible notes. In case you don't know how this works, this is what I've read this past week or so from my own personal Bible studies, and I just wanted to give just a few just quick little notes from what I've read, and hopefully it encourages you guys, helps you guys, and you can utilize that as well. But I read from 1 John. I read from it twice. We had a little Bible study. We have a Bible study every Friday, and a few people didn't come, so we just read from the first chapter of 1 John. But I read through it again on my own before that, and I had some notes. But I got for 1 John 1, in verse 1 and 2, it says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us." My note was, John was sure to let the readers understand that Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, is God's Word in the flesh. God breathes life. Even furthermore, this demonstrates that none can make the mistake in separating Jesus from God, for Jesus is God's literal Word and promise to the world. Even more so, if you read in the Gospel of John, he starts off his Gospel by saying that and in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And he also says that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld we beheld him. Anyway, it correlates specifically to this first John part, where he talks about how he saw it with his own eyes. He knows that the Word became flesh, and he knows that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, and there's no reason to question that. And even more so, he was manifested unto us, he says. He was for us. He was here for specifically us. So there's no question about it. And then in verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It said, confessing sin can only come when you already know and have Christ personally. Confessing sin to God without knowing Christ personally is meaningless. It does nothing because you don't know what sin is without knowing God, without knowing Christ. I said, without the relationship, you will never truly repent from sin, in which you can never truly be saved from it. That's the cold hard truth. Whoever, if there's any person watching this that doesn't know Christ or listening to this, it's the truth is that you can't be saved from sin unless you know Christ. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Paul says that himself. He says he came into the world to save sinners, in whom I am chief. He says he's the worst of the worst. He's the worst sinner possible. And he came to save me. He came to save anyone that would call on him, as Romans 10:13 says. And then I also have a Moody quote.
Yay!
I haven't used that in so long. That's where he talks about, actually, 1 John 1:9. He says, unconfessed sin in the soul is like a bullet in the body. Mm. Powerful words from a dead man. I just love Moody. My entry to this was, a lot of what is written in 1 John is in synopsis with what a lot of what religion or false religion teaches. Jehovah's Witnesses misinterpret John's wording in this book by claiming that God would save us from any wrath by our faithfulness to him. And most Catholics misinterpret confession to be through the priest or pope leaders, when John specifies that confession must be made through Christ alone. John also specifies the importance of salvation first before confession. You can read that through this chapter yourself to get the full context. Mormons have used verses from this book to help further their works righteous agenda, completely botching, throwing away, and making sure not to negate their own personal religion under the authority of the Bible. Whatever the case may be, the facts line up to the Gospel of John. Salvation must be made first. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, and we can only come to God through Jesus alone, and there is no work that must be done to be saved. For as John already has pointed out in the gospel, Jesus' last words were, "It is finished. The debt has been paid. There is no more that anyone can do. I have done it for you. It's paid in full, and Christ completed the work specifically for us, for the sinner, for the ones that need to be saved, for those that need to go to heaven." Or have the desire, rather, to go to heaven. I also want it to be understood that though God chooses us, and we can get into this more deeply in a different conversation if you'd like, but though God chooses us, it's only because he knows that we choose him. He knows who's going to be saved because he knows everything. Yes. From the beginning to the end. I also want it to be noted that John, when he says that in the beginning was the Word, that literally details that Jesus was in the beginning. Jesus was in Genesis 1:1. Jesus was in Exodus. Jesus was in the friendship and in all of the things that have been happening through this world and in all of the things that are happening from the beginning of the book of the Bible of Genesis to Revelation. Jesus is in every single verse. In the beginning was the Word, and in the end is the Word, and it will be all for him. It's his glory and his glory alone. Anything to add to that? Oscar said amen, bro. Hi, Oscar. It's good to see you. I'm glad you joined us. Anything to add to that? Okay. Well, if you like this, you can share it with friends and then let them know. And then we're going to pick it up again next month in probably sooner than, because we don't do this at the end of the month usually. So in about the mid-month on a Saturday, we'll pick it up. And I'll let you guys know on our Facebook when that's coming up. So that way you guys can just be informed. And yeah, we're excited about what God's doing. And we hope that it was encouraging to you guys listening and that... I don't know, that you can take it home and utilize it for whatever. Oscar says, I was at work, so I couldn't join from the start. Oh, that's okay. But I'm glad I caught the end of it. Well, I'm glad you guys, I'm glad you were able to check it out. And we also have this podcast available on pretty much any podcast site. If you're interested in that, you just check it out on there, Tried by Fire. So thank you so much, and we will see you guys on the next one.
Hey, say bye.